Welcome to Beeline, your 95 BFM news podcast, delivering straight up news.
Kia ora and welcome to this week's episode of Beeline on student politics. Student organisations and unions can be found in all of Aotearoa's universities, and their names can be seen at countless student events. But what is it that these organisations actually do, and what kinds of challenges do they face? To get an understanding of these sorts of things, I spoke to some of the presidents of these organisations, from Auckland, Wellington, Otago and Canterbury, to try and understand what each one does to improve student life. I began by talking to the Victoria University of Wellington Student Association President for 2025, Liban Ali. I began by asking what student organising and politics meant to him.
Student organising means a lot in the scope of what I do. As a student politician, I think we've been elected into the spaces of student unions to represent students. Students who are very busy because a modern university student has changed so much. Students potentially study part-time and then work part-time. So they don't have the time for themselves to find capacity to advocate for themselves. So they bestow that power into student representatives like myself to represent them and advocate for them and their student rights.
And what makes VUWSA unique? What makes you guys different from the others at other universities around the country?
I guess one thing that makes us different is that, you know, we've had a student president back in 2001 and 2002 become a prime minister. So that was Chris Hipkins, and that's something that we can claim. But aside from that, I think what makes us different from the other student unions is that we're very political, right? And we've been political for a very long time. Understanding that voluntary student membership has watered down a bit of what student associations do, we have still been able to hold on to that mantle of being very political and advocating for students when they need it.
Yeah, and I mean, in terms of VUWSA's political work, I mean, the Where's the Work campaign earlier this year and other campaigns you've done over the past years, we've seen the impact that they've had in the media and we've seen, you know, students getting involved in those. Can you talk about those a little more, like, I guess, your insider perspective on why those campaigns are important?
Yeah, those campaigns are wholeheartedly very important because they're topical issues, right? And this is one thing that I was talking to someone last week about, is that if I compare and contrast what we've done in student politics and what VUSA has done this year, is that we did a referendum to our student body to see what was the topical issue to them this year. And the number one issue was, you know, the job economy and transitioning out of university to the workforce, which has been very tricky when you have a government that has cut down the public service but also cut down graduate programs. And this is where I'm going to compare and contrast, right? We as student politicians have been able to touch those topical issues for students that really resonate with them on an everyday basis, something that they have not seen in national politics, right? We see politicians that are bickering over issues that aren't actually the key issues for everyday New Zealanders. So that's what we've done here, and we're going to continue that with Where's the Work. This year has been a lot of foundational building for the campaign. We've seen it in the media. It's done some really good headlines, but next year is actually grabbing those politicians that actually care about young people and making sure they have good policy to help young people stay in New Zealand and get jobs.
And we've seen over the past few years, you mentioned voluntary student membership, we've seen students becoming a bit disengaged from student unions and student organisations and maybe not understanding what these organisations can do for them. How important is it to have these organisations at universities and representing students?
I think it's very important because if student unions were fully abolished, you would not have anyone advocating against the university, but also holding the university to account. There have been multiple moments in the past that the university have done students wrong. And imagine if we didn't have an independent student union that can actually hold the university to account, if that's in the public or if that's internally. No one else is going to do it for students. So it's actually very key that we have institutions like student unions across the board to advocate and hold universities to account.
And then switching track a little bit, we've seen, obviously, you mentioned a former president of VUWSA has been prime minister. There's a long history of student activism and student unions in Aotearoa. How does that interact with the work that student unions do today?
Yeah, it informs the work a lot, right? Like, I think all of our leaders have always started on these low levels that are very important. And the low level is student politics. I think it's very important to actually have people that come through these spaces, that are well educated and understand everyday issues, not only that are faced by students. I think what we've done this year and what student unions should continue to do is actually also dabbling into local government, dabbling into what the public sentiment is, because essentially we need to be the critic and conscious of society alongside the university that needs to be the critic and conscious of society.
And you mentioned the importance of student unions looking into the future. How can student unions, you know, maintain the position they have and expand out as well to do more work for students and, I guess, improving student life?
Yeah, and I guess this is where I go back to VSM, right? I think there's a lot of room in the next coming years to go back to VSM and have a conversation about a revamped version of VSM. And if you have time to do some research, a good example is what's happened in Australia. Student unions in Australia got hit with the same type of VSM, but a bit harder, where in this past year in 2024, they were able to get a revamped version by the Australian Labor Party that is in government right now to fix up VSM and make it a bit more fair for student unions. So what had happened was it went from the university controlling all the student service fees and levy to a split between 60% to 40%. And I would definitely encourage the future student politicians to dabble into that conversation about revamping VSM so it is more equitable but also meets the needs and services that student unions provide.
And you've mentioned it a bit there, VSM, and sort of what it's done to student organisations. Could you go into that a little bit further, I guess, to people listening who maybe haven't heard about the impact of voluntary student membership or how that might impact student unions?
Yeah, and I guess what it's done is it's decapitated a lot of student unions financially, but also politically, right? When VSM came in 2011, and this was Roger Douglas on his latter stages of very bad policy making, he had put in this very anti-student union legislation into the Education and Training Act, which has basically caused student unions moving away from compulsory membership to voluntary, so students can pick and choose if they want to be in a student union, which has affected the amount of money that student unions get. So what that has caused, it's a domino effect. Student unions have become essentially service providers, and a lot of them have moved away from their political stances, because what's happened is that some student unions have entrenched student levy agreements with the university, which might have clauses like you cannot talk about the university in this manner, you cannot be political or whatever, or can't speak on specific topics and etc. And that has kind of watered down what student unions are. Fortunately for us, we've been able to hold on to our mantle of being very political and being able to get funding, but also hold the university to account. Because the one thing that I hate about VSM is that it's caused student unions to compromise and only become service providers and not actually stay political.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
The future of student politics is looking very lively. Even for us, last year we had a 5% turnout and voter turnout by students, and this year we've jumped from 5% to 10.5%, which is very important.
Yeah, that's a huge increase.
Yeah, it's a huge increase, and actually shows that students are actually getting engaged and actually getting involved in student politics. But also we've flipped it on its head this year at VUSA. We've changed up a lot of the engagement styles we do. On social media, we are doing a bit more very, I guess, goofy or very, you know, topical social media videos that capture students, but also capture the normal university student that's just trying to get by and study. We want to connect with them and actually show them, hey, this could be you. I think anyone can do my job as president at VUSA, and I think anyone could actually advocate for students.
I then spoke to the University of Canterbury Students Association president for 2025, Luke Mackay, starting off by asking why student politics was important to him.
I think student politics is a really interesting word. I think politics in general is an interesting word because it can mean a lot of different things. And I think when we talk about student politics down here at the University of Canterbury, and particularly the Student Association, it's done very differently to how it is at other student associations. The University of Canterbury Students Association has the highest voter turnout in Australasia. Second up is Lincoln, and UCSA and LUSA are very similar in that our version of politics is very much ingrained in the politics of what it means to be a student at the university and what the best outcomes are for the institution as a whole, which primarily are the students themselves. So for me, when you ask, you know, what's student politics to you down here at the University of Canterbury, the reason that it's important is because it's all about discussion and it's about bringing people along on the journey. You know, there are a lot of discussions that are had behind closed doors, particularly with the university, within the student association itself. But I think a lot of that, you know, needs to be translated and carried into the general population of students. And for me, student politics is important because politics to me is about communicating and bringing people along on the journey of decision making. And if we don't bring people along on the decisions that we make, I think we leave people behind and we create discrepancies within the population. So for me, it's really important because communicating with people and bringing them along on the journey is the most critical function of all these parties.
And you went into it a little bit there, but if you could expand on that further, what makes UCSA unique when compared to some of the other student associations across the country?
The thing that makes the University of Canterbury Students Association unique is that we don't play into external politics. We're very much focused on what are the key issues that students are facing here, and how can we represent those to the university. You know, we're still concerned with things like, you know, crossings outside of the university. We've had some really good conversations with our local council, same with things like pool fares. We've actually managed to get across the line a reduction in pool fares for tertiary students for next year. And, you know, that's direct action that we've actioned as the Students Association with, you know, local councillors, with the council in general. And all of that is about conversation. And I think that's one of the key distinctions is that we're not here to do politics. We're not here to play a political agenda. We're really here to play the conversation and play the collaboration between different teams of people working together, ultimately for the success of not only individuals, but for the community as a whole. And that particularly pertains to the university. You know, we never take, you know, a direct outward stance on the university if we haven't had a conversation with them first. You know, it would be immoral and bad faith to tell students that we're upset with the university if we haven't actually entered, you know, conversations or negotiations, depending on what it is, around different issues. And what we find is that having those conversations initially leads to significantly greater outcomes than if we were to go out to the students and say, look, we're really disappointed in, you know, X, Y, or Z that the university is doing. What it actually means is that we're not closing doors on conversations. We're about opening them in ways that are meaningful, in ways that actually allow for collaboration and success of students. I mean, ultimately, that's our mandate. We've been elected to represent students to the university itself. And one thing that we do really differently is we don't get distracted by issues that we can't solve or issues that don't necessarily require our input in ways that it could be done in. Our real mission is to empower students. You know, when we look at the vision of the UCSA on our strategic plan, it's empowering student success and well-being. And a lot of that pertains to, you know, what is it that students want to do? What is it that they want to be? And, you know, we've got this massively diverse cohort of students. And what's really critical for us is being able to ask those students, hey, what is it that you feel about these issues? You know, take busing, for example, or transport. And majority of students would tell us, hey, look, you know, transport is an issue. And I'm struggling to find parking. Busing is, you know, can be more expensive sometimes. You know, the whole transport situation, there are pressures. And those are aspects where, you know, there's a majority of students who are telling us one thing, and we will happily represent that to places that need that representation. But there are other areas that are more divisive. You know, you think about specifically things like courses, you know, what courses are necessary, how courses are treated, what is it that's within those courses. We look at AI specifically, you know, there's a division amongst the student population on how we deal with AI. And that's an aspect where we won't necessarily have, you know, a specific position of, hey, look, you know, we think this specific thing on AI. What we actually do is we say, hey, look, you know, we want everybody's position and input. And what we then do with that is we collate that together and we present that to the university so that they can make informed decisions on their things. And I'm not saying that these are things that other student associations don't do, but I think it's something that we're particularly focused on and something that the university recognizes within us, especially within our partnership agreement, as a strength of the student association, being able to collate information and represent that to themselves.
You talked about your ability there as an association to represent the students, especially on some of those local issues, as you mentioned, like crossings outside the university, like the local pools. But if we're thinking, you know, larger issues that students across the country, as well as at Canterbury, are facing, things like, you know, the cost of living, things like unemployment, things like high rent prices, other universities, students' associations have been able to represent these issues to government or to local government and sort of talk about combating these issues. What has UCSA been able to do to combat these issues or maybe alleviate some of these pressures for students?
Yeah, I would challenge that a little bit in saying, well, have these other student associations adequately represented these issues or have they made noise about it? I think the real difference is that we have had these conversations with, you know, local councillors, governments, you know, our local MP. We routinely have discussions with around these issues and these pressures that students are facing. What's really interesting is, you know, you look at the bus fare campaigns that have been launched up in Auckland. I think those are really valid and critical points. You know, it's extremely expensive to use public transport up in Auckland. But the question is, how do you go about fixing that problem? And I think what's evident is we need to look at the macro scale and we need to look at the economy and the government as a whole. And this government is not a government that is looking at introducing, you know, subsidies or to, you know, subsidize the cost of a lot of basic things that we as students rely on. And I think that's a really important thing to think about is what actually is the focus of the current government? Where is the energy best spent? And realistically, the energy isn't best spent right now trying to reduce the fares that ECAN, for example, down here, currently have no control over, same with Metro. That all sits with the government, and realistically, the government isn't going to change that. And it's not to say that we won't represent that. We absolutely have, and we've been very steadfast in telling our local MP and telling other MPs around Christchurch that these are significant issues that we as students face, and having those like really honest conversations and saying, look, for you to make an informed decision, this is what you need to know. We're not really about the big sort of flashy political action. We don't think that that achieves what we want. And, you know, you look beyond that and we look at the macro, you know, the macro scale, and we go, there are a lot of issues in society that plague us. And, you know, we think about paid placements, right, for internships. And those are things that ultimately we would love, you know, we would love for all internships, all placements to be paid. But then we also have to think about the economics of that. And we have to make sure that we really understand ourselves. What is it that is driving this? You know, is it just that employers don't want to, or is it that they literally cannot financially afford this? And those are conversations that we've had as well with employers, with university. We need to understand that macroeconomic level before we go in and say, look, we're going to affirm our position on this thing, because it wouldn't be in good faith for us to say one thing when we don't actually understand it as a whole. And we've seen that a lot on campus. We've seen a lot of students who complain about certain things. And, you know, we're here for students. That is ultimately our goal. And our job is to go in and understand those perspectives from students and then to go back and do the research on it and understand why it is the way that it is. You know, we get a lot of students who come to us and they say, look, the cost of living is a real issue. And that's not something that we can directly change. You know, realistically, what can we do about it? Well, what we can do about it, and this is what we've taken upon ourselves, is we've been able to say, look, that student levy that we collect, we're going to use that to help students who are in, you know, dire need of support. And because of that, you know, we've been able to process over 500, you know, applications this year of, you know, through our advocacy and welfare team for many different requests. And that's something that, you know, I'm really proud of as a student association, for us to say that we've actually done some real, real stuff. You know, we've gone out there and we've communicated with students to make sure they understand the processes. And then beyond that, we've actually supported them directly with all of these different issues, whether that be, you know, transport, whether that be the cost of living, whether that be, you know, just about anything. I'm really proud of the work that the Student Association and the university have done this year and last year.
And then lastly, if we're looking towards building student associations up for the future and seeing what kind of spaces they operate in, what do you think that looks like?
You know, I look at a lot of my colleagues from, you know, across the country, and, you know, it's a really difficult place for them to be in. You know, a lot of them have the universities that don't give them the time and the respect that they deserve as students. And then, you know, I look at some really great success stories like here at the University of Canterbury or at Lincoln, where the university has adopted models that specifically build in student voice to every aspect, where the students are respected, and not just respected actually, but actually invited to collaborate and be key decision makers. You know, you think beyond the usual, how do you say, government mandated things in the world, for example, university council or the academic board, for example, like those are things that more or less are mandated by legislature. But then, you know, you think about things that are a lot more key to the student experience in, you know, at university life, and you think about things like new capital works projects, for example, halls of residence, the rec centre that we're building here. Those are things that I've had direct input on, and not just input, but I've actually been a key decision maker on those. And that's where I think, you know, building a student association and the relationship with students, building that to be, you know, relationship by default as opposed to by invitation. I think that that's where student associations or universities more need to head.
Next, I spoke to Otago University Students Association's president for 2025, Liam White, beginning by asking why student politics was important to him.
Why isn't it important is probably the really politician answer. I think it's important because students just get, in fact, for so long in New Zealand, have got such a raw deal, whether it's really expensive flats, really expensive tertiary fees, whatever it is. Being a student's really hard at the moment. And, you know, I saw that across all of my time at uni, and I really wanted to pitch in and make a difference for the community that's been so good to me.
And why should students care and be engaged with student politics at their universities?
We have this debate a lot at OUSA, which is, you know, we always talk about how important student engagement is, but the question is, why should they engage? And the answer I always try and give is because nothing changes from the sidelines, but you do have to get stuck in, you do have to get involved. And that can be, you know, whether it's a protest, it can be as simple as signing a petition, it can be as simple as reading your student magazine or student news regularly to get a sense of what's going on, because it is incredibly important. And to be honest, nobody is coming to save us. We do have to row our own waka and make the change that we want to see.
And what are some of the things that make OUSA special and unique from other student organisations around the country?
Well, I think the first one that I'd point to is that we are the oldest student association. We celebrated our 135th birthday this
year.
We are also, I believe, the largest in terms of service provision to students, in that we provide the most and the biggest student services to our students. The other one is that we have always, and I think it's because of our age, that when you sort of think about student associations in New Zealand, you probably look to VUSA, OUSA and Canterbury as sort of the three really big and active student associations. I'm sure any other student president you interviewed and asked would say that they are the biggest and the best student association. But I think OUSA has been a real quiet leader in that student political scene, that we're not as political as Victoria and VUSA, but we have really cared about both student unionism, power of student collectives, but also about the strength of us as a student movement, and have really supported that.
Speaking on, I guess, politics there, you mentioned that OUSA maybe not as politically engaged as VUWSA might be, but we saw some plans earlier this year for a protest around student housing. What were the plans, and I guess what's the big issue that you were protesting against down in Otago?
So this was my favourite idea that I had for this year, and it was one of the things, it was probably the biggest thing that I wanted to do that I didn't get to do, which was what we called the igloo, which was carrying on from, or in the same style as a protest from 2012, where the OUSA student president locked himself in a cave for 48 hours and lived on campus protesting the introduction of VSM, a student fee increase. So what I wanted to do was highlight poor standard of housing in Otago. So what I was going to do was live in a cage on campus, and we called it the igloo because it was a ramshackle flat made of old pallet boards, beer boxes, and we built it. We had it built, but we couldn't get the right time of the year to do it. But we were going to protest the unaffordability of housing in Dunedin and the fact that students just don't get what we pay for in terms of housing. But it was such a bizarre idea. There was an idea of locking the front door and sending it up to the Prime Minister so he would have to come down and unlock me. It was a real sort of old school radical protest. and it really excited me, but we just couldn't get it done this year.
And thinking about some of the challenges that student unions and organisations, OUSA specifically, but also more broadly, are facing in terms of efforts to make change.
I think the first one that I'd point to is a lack of really clear understanding about what a student association is for. And I'm obviously biased. I have my own interpretation, which is, and I wrote it really recently for an article on Spinoff, that much like university, the point of a student association fundamentally has to be service and change, that we are there to serve the student body, and the way we do that is by affecting pro-student change. But that's not the predominant understanding of a student association. I think for a lot of people it is providing services and ensuring that students have a good time, and that's great. But in terms of those, what I call big rocks, those really big challenges that we as students face, cost of living, poor housing, a university that doesn't always feel like it cares about us, we're not going to be able to service our way out of those. They do require systemic political change. And the only way we do that is by understanding and agreeing across years and decades that that is the point of a student association. So that's the one. Then also, like any other large organization, cost is massive for student associations at the moment, and I think everybody's in their own way under the pump a little bit, that while universities are being pressured to cut costs and return to surplus and maximize surplus in some cases, that the way that funding works for student associations is the university provides us funding to provide services for students. And I am very, very concerned that in the future that funding arrangement will become under greater stress and eventually might disappear entirely. And that is truly the lifeblood of many student associations. And I think if you pull that up, it would probably only be Canterbury and Targo and Massey, Te Tarahumare, that would be able to survive based on our commercial interests, but at a much smaller scale. So those are probably the really big rocks that I would point to for student associations.
I've also talked to some of the other representatives about voluntary student membership. It's a big change, obviously, that affected student organisations back in 2011. How is it affecting OUSA today, and do you think there's room for maybe some change around that moving forward?
Yeah, I think that for universities, for campus culture, I think it is the single biggest change for students behind the introduction of paid tertiary fees. I have talked to so many of our OUSA Life members and old student politicians about what the impact of VSN has been on campus, and it is truly extraordinary that we are no longer able to, you know, even something as really simple as the fact that we call students students rather than members of their association, if that makes sense at all. But this sense of identity and connection that I was paying my fees straight to OUSA, therefore I care about what happens at OUSA because they're spending my money. Whereas now I just pay the university this vague amount of money that then trickles back to OUSA, but so many people just don't know that. And also the loss of confidence that student associations can now truly hold their universities to account, because how are you supposed to do that when you receive almost all of your funding from that same institution? It's like if a business was paying a union and they got no other income, you wouldn't expect the union to do a sufficient job. And that's obviously not their fault. It's just a result of the funding arrangement that we have. So no, VSM is a massive political problem. And it's in the beginning of the year, I wrote up on my whiteboard, what was my one goal? And it was a rebirth of student unionism. And the big point there was VSM.
But looking now maybe a little bit more optimistically, we saw the OUSA elections as well this year and record turnout there. How does the future of OUSA and student activism and student politics look? You know, if we're looking into the future, are people optimistic? Are people excited? Is there change brewing?
To speak really, really candidly, and this is not a criticism of any individual, I personally am not confident. I think that higher engagement that we saw was a result of a really tumultuous year for OUSA, with scandals and infighting and all that sort of stuff that really drove engagement, because I think that students were really hungry for a change. And obviously, the conflict noted, this is the guy that lost the election, right? So that's totally fine, and I'm fair to admit. But looking across the Motu at other student associations, and this is not a criticism, it has been true for the last decade, I struggle to see student politicians that are really hungry for that big systemic change that we were talking about. And I do think it's a real gap and a real loss. And I think every student president for 2026 and even 2025 has and will continue to do an amazing job for their students. But I am nervous that we are lacking that. And I think student politics has really changed quite a lot. That, you know, we at OUSA, and it was another one of those big fights that we had this year, couldn't, and it's true of other student associations as well, couldn't support students on executives running for local body office. And to me, I think that's a real loss, that we are letting partisan infighting get in the way of what is the best for students. And of course, students in higher positions is better for that. But also that it seems like party political affiliation is becoming really important. And that I was talking to somebody the other day and they went, oh, well, you know, OUSA supports Labor and BUSA support the Greens and LUSA, Lincoln support National and blah, 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 blah. And I just went, what are you talking about? We're all charities. We're all charities. We can't support political parties. And they went, oh, but no, that's just the way it is. And I had to really stop them and say, no, that isn't true. So I do worry that, and it's kind of the nature of changing politics, that we're not seeing we are seeing things in a partisan light rather than just politics, rather than just advocacy. And I think that is another real threat to student associations, particularly in the absence of a national student union.
Finally, I spoke to Nimish Milan Singh, president of Auckland University Students Association for 2026, beginning by asking him about why student politics are important to him.
Well, firstly, I think it's something that I almost sprung myself into out of nowhere, particularly after not really engaging with it much. I think coming into university, I didn't have any idea what student politics was. I had a very brief idea of what politics was, but growing up in a part of Northland where sometimes it feels like you're neglected by politics and some of the decisions that political leaders make in Wellington, I was kind of wondering, I wonder what that would be like at university. But I think to me, what student politics is here and why it's important really boils down to the fact that university is such a microcosm for the real world. So stepping out of that environment, coming here into this fast urban environment where everyone wants to learn, but suddenly there's all these problems that you face that you didn't necessarily see before. All of those are suddenly around you. I thought that just having students there working to make your experience better, actually saying, hey, these are some problems that are facing you, and we know this because we've engaged with you, we've chatted with you, and we're trying our best to understand these so that we can work with the university, we can work with stakeholders, but most importantly, work with students to make sure that their experiences are best. And I think that's why I really wanted to get into this space. It's a very interesting space already in like the last couple of weeks. As the president-elect of AUSA, there's been things that I had no idea went on behind the scenes, but it's been really, really interesting and very rewarding. And I think if more students know about those things and the actual influence and impact that they can have by voicing their concerns, standing up for what they believe is right, then we can make more progress.
And not making it like a competition or anything, but is there anything that makes AUSA, you know, special to you, especially like compared to maybe the other organisations across the country? Is there anything that really makes AUSA?
I think I'll preface this by saying that I have not really engaged with many student associations or had not done before running. But one of the things that I think really just grounds me here is the fact that I study here at Waipapatau Matsaro. And for us, it's really about the fact that we serve such a large community and a larger community or student base or student body than some of the other institutions around across the motu. I think, though, from all of the conversations that I've had, our other student associations are doing incredible jobs, working really hard to represent the students. So I think it's very difficult for me to make any statements that kind of place AUSA on a pedestal. But I really appreciate the fact that we work quite hard, often with some big challenges, whether that's resource or personnel-wise, to make that experience, support and student voice so strong here at UA.
And then I guess you mentioned a little bit about it earlier, but getting into why students should care, right? Why should students be engaged in student politics? We've seen, you know, maybe some less engagement, especially, you know, over the past couple of decades. Why should students get back in and vote and participate?
I think at the moment there's a lot of change.
Mm.
And we see that in political landscapes in New Zealand. We see that across the world. But we also see that at the university. It's a time where our voice maybe matters more than ever. And we actually need to stand up for what we believe is right. So, for example, there's lots of plans happening at the university. We've seen lots of fantastic things going on.
Yeah.
HIWA, the new rec centre, B201, the new arts and education building, absolutely fantastic. But it's really an opportunity for students to actually make sure that they are getting their inputs into lots of these things. And when it comes to student politics as well, it also extends outside of the university. It's a great time for students to really engage at that grassroots level with some of those issues that they care about. So whether that's something to do with the university, how things are run, what they think a vision should be, all the way to, say, a national or international level, when there are lots of policies happening, there are things, you know, maybe it's bills going through parliament that they don't agree with. If they engage with it at that student level, then that's a really good way to start those conversations more. And often that's where they'll find more people who are willing to engage with some of those conversations. I think if you can strengthen it at that level, engage with student politics, with student politicians, the leaders in those spaces, and then conversely as well, but related for someone like me, who's now, I suppose, a student politician, front-facing students at the university, actually flipping that script and saying, well, hang on, like, if I'm here to represent students and student voice, then it's really important that not only do students engage with student politics, but student politics must engage with the students themselves.
And then if we're thinking about, you mentioned some of those specific issues as well that students might be facing, things like, you know, cost of living, things like unemployment, and things like also within the university, they might have problems with how things are run. How can student organisations work to combat and alleviate these issues for students?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the first things is really making sure that they understand the issue. So taking a really proactive approach. And this year, you would have seen the Students' Manifesto published by AUSA. So actually canvassing the student body and saying, hey, what are some of the main issues facing you? And I think a lot of those things are faced by so many of us, but it's really good to have that on a set of paper, not just so that we can make recommendations as an association for students, for, say, government, for the university, but also to explore more ways that we can look to address them. And I think one of the big things for a student association, as much as we will, you know, put things out, we'll make statements, say like, hey, this is what students are facing, is actually making sure that we action as much of those things as possible, right? So if there's something in the Students' Manifesto, say around cost of living, we can make a recommendation, but that also means that we have a duty to do some behind the scenes work, whether that's working with local people or maybe at a higher level nationally, to actually say, hey, this is like really strong in our student voice. Here's what we think should happen. But also, like, I'm really new to this space as well, so I can't really say that I have all of the things figured out or necessarily have like a super clear vision about how I would address that. And I think one of the cool opportunities is actually getting to work with people in this space, people who've been in the space, people outside of the space as well, to actually work on, hey, here are some of the problems. How do we actually go about addressing it?
And then lastly here, as you're someone new in the space, you know, we've had some other perspectives from people saying like, oh, they're not too optimistic, or maybe they're cautious about the future of student politics. How does it feel to you as someone who's coming into this as the president of AUSA for next year? Are you optimistic for the future of student politics?
Yeah, I'd say I'm really optimistic. Look, I think there are lots of opportunities for us next year and in the coming years. And I like to think of these things positively. I'm sure there'll be challenges. There's always challenges. Some of them may be long-term, some might crop up. But overall, I'm really looking forward to getting to enact some changes and also keeping things moving forward.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Beeline. Thank you to all of our guests. 2025 President of Victoria University of Wellington Students Association, Liban Ali. 2025 President of the University of Canterbury Students Association, Luke Mackay, 2025 President of Otago University Students Association, Liam White, and 2026 President of Auckland University Students Association, Nimish Milan Singh. Ka kite!
Thanks for listening to Beeline, your 95 BFM news podcast, delivering straight up news.